Some announcements before proceeding. It has been noted that many of the listed attendees are not submitting their weekly homework on time. You know, some of you started very good, but now many do not do the homework on time. Please try your best to submit all your pending homeworks, maximum by next Sunday. Try to do your best, please, to submit all the pending homeworks. It's needed for the grading sheet on which the graduation certificates will be granted according to it. مش بنخوفكم قوي يعني بس ايه استغلوا شوية. Please note that next Saturday, December 4th, you know we have lots of ideas and subjects we want to discuss with you, so we need to spend some more time before ending the third course. So next Saturday, I think most of you are usually having time on Saturday. So we will pray the Mass from 9 to 11. Afterwards, we'll have some little breakfast. And then we'll spend the day up to like 4 o'clock here in the church. So please try to be there. Okay? سبت الجاي يوم روحي لينا هيبقى هنا في المسرح. معلش بليز عشان هيبقى في discussions كتيرة مش بس lectures يعني وفي projects معين عاوزين نعرضه عليكم. We need all of you to be there. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Tonight I want to give you some idea about how to introduce the Holy Trinity. One of the difficult, or many of you believe that it is difficult to present our dogma in the Trinity. How can we introduce our God as three and one, and this, you know, kind of equation may be difficult to present. So our topic tonight is how to introduce the faith of the Holy Trinity. We will go in three main directions, three main patterns of presenting our belief in the Holy Trinity. First of all, in a biblical way, how can you use the Bible to present our belief in God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit? And by examples, you know, our Lord Jesus Christ made use of examples to present many of the spiritual ideas, many of the secrets of the spiritual life. Our Lord presented in parables, what we call parables, الأمثال. So we can use the same pattern in presenting the Holy Trinity. The third way is by the relational way, and you will, I think, understand what I mean after a few minutes. So we will go in one of these ways to present or to introduce our belief in the Holy Trinity. First of all, let's go through the Bible, the biblical way of presenting our faith in God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. You know, many Christians may believe that the idea of the Trinity is only related to the New Testament. This is not true. Actually, this is the nature of God, our Lord. So it is there, always there, because God was always the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. But you know, it's more clear in the New Testament. But this belief was also in the Old Testament. So as servants, as preachers, we should study the verses of the Old Testament that point at the belief of God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Let's go through some of these verses. In Genesis chapter 1, it was said, "The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters." So, with the first chapter of the first book of the Old Testament, there was some mentioning of the Spirit of God. So, God had always Spirit. The Holy Spirit was there from the beginning. let there be light, and there was light. Also, you know, I'll go with many verses, so I'll just take the notes of the number of the verse, if you like. In Isaiah and Isaiah 48, also, you know, this is very important verse. Come near to me, hear this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning. From the time that it was, I was there. And now, listen to this. The Lord God and His Spirit have sent me. Who is talking? Can you get it? Who is talking? The Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Christ, the Logos, is speaking. So He is saying, come near to me, hear me, hear this. From the time that it was, I was there. منذ وجوده أنا هناك. Exactly as St. John started his gospel saying, في البدء كان الكلمة والكلمة كان عند الله وكان الكلمة الله. The same meaning. And he is saying now that now the Lord God, he means the Father, and His Spirit, the Holy Spirit, have sent me. This is Christ. So in one verse, this is clear that Trinity is there. You know, there are many other verses, by the way, but this is like sample of the verses you can study concerning the dogma of Trinity. Also, in the Old Testament, the Holy Trinity was presented in what we call Epiphanies. Epiphanies, اللي هي الظهورات. Epiphanies, you know, عيد الغطاس, we called Theophania or Epiphania. And it is one of our seven major feasts, عيد الغطاس. So, by saying Epiphany, it's originally Greek word, means the revelation of God, how He revealed Himself to human beings. So, there are many epiphanies in the Old Testament. God revealed Himself in many ways. In Exodus, Khuruk, chapter 3, Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush, Al-Uliqa, does not burn. So when the Lord saw that, He turned aside to look. God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses, and he said, here I am. You know, any kind of epiphany in the Old Testament, this is the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to our Orthodox belief, Father God never seen, and He could never be seen. The Holy Spirit may manifest Himself, the Holy Spirit, in other ways, like the dove, as you know, like the fire. But by talking, usually this is the Lord Jesus Christ. So in this time, Moses was, for his first time, has seen God in this bush. And he told him, I am God, you know, of your forefather Abraham, Isaac, Yaqub. Also in Genesis, the Lord appeared to Abraham. When you look to this, the Lord appeared to whoever. This kind of appearance is related to our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why, you know, if you remember, our Lord was saying to the Jews, your father Abraham has seen me. And this word, you know, made them angry with him, because they told him, you are not 50 years yet and have seen Abraham 2,000 years before Christ. But because he appeared to him, the Lord Jesus Christ, so he told them, your father Abraham has seen me. The Lord appeared to Abraham and said, to your descendants I will give this land. And there he built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. Another way, in Genesis 26, the Lord appeared to him. Now we are talking about Isaac. I am the God of your father Abraham. So he is revealing himself as the one Abraham told his son before. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bless you and multiply your descendants for my servant Abraham's sake. For Jacob, also Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, because he said, "For I have seen God face to face." This, you know, after the night when the Lord appeared to him and they spent time fighting together because Jacob was holding our Lord Jesus Christ, saying, "Don't leave me, I need your blessing. لا تتركني لن أطلقك إن لم تباركني." So now we can see that Abraham, Ishaq, Jacob, Moses, they all saw our Lord Jesus Christ. Solomon, it was written in the first book of Kings that the Lord appeared to Solomon the second time. He appeared two times to Solomon. The first was in chapter 3 while offering many offerings in an area called Gab'un and asking him for the wisdom. That was for the first time. The second time, after making the altar of Solomon, he also saw the Lord Jesus Christ and took his blessing, as he had appeared to him at Gibeon. Also to Isaiah, Ishaiah, you know, he saw the Lord like in a dream or whatever, in a vision. "I saw the Lord sitting on a throne." Exactly this, you know, this vision, exactly like the one written in Revelation, in the last book of the New Testament, revealed to Saint John. The same picture that our Lord Jesus Christ sitting on his throne and the angels praying or praising him, saying, "Holy, holy," around him. And the train of his robe filled the temple. So by saying that they could see the Lord, now they see the Lord, the Son, the Logos, because the Father God can never be seen. And by mentioning the Holy Spirit, so the Holy Spirit was there, was always there. So the books of the Old Testament mentioned the Holy Trinity, but not by saying three. You know, we do not need to say the number three many times in talking about our Lord. We just preaching Father God, and we preaching the Son, His only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and also we preach the Holy Spirit. Ezekiel, "Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the 4th month, in the 5th day of the month, I was among the captives by the river Chebar, that the heavens were opened and I saw visions of God." So also Ezekiel had seen the Lord Jesus Christ in his glory on his throne, like Isaiah, like Saint John in the New Testament. Also Daniel, I'm just trying to mention what are the epiphanies. You need to know that the Lord revealed himself even before being incarnated in the New Testament. He revealed himself many times in the Old Testament, in many books, so the people can see him as God. "I'm watching in the night visions, and behold one like the Son of Man." You know, the word Son of Man, the common word of Ibn al-Insan, commonly used in the Gospels, was originally taken from Daniel chapter 7. The word of Son of Man, Ibn al-Insan, was originally taken from Daniel. So he saw him like the Son of Man, because he saw him like incarnated. "Coming with the clouds of heaven, he came to the Ancient of Days." Ancient of Days means, you know, had no beginning. "And they brought him near before him." Brought him means the offering. He was offered as sacrifice for human salvation. Also, in the book of Genesis, again we can go back to Genesis 41. Can we find such one at this? "A man in whom is the Spirit of God." So the word of Spirit of God was there in the book of Genesis. When they saw Joseph, they felt that this man is different from any other one, because he has the Spirit of God. So the Holy Spirit was always there. Also, you know, in the book of Job, the Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. Kitab Ayyub, the Spirit of God has made me. By the way, when we say God created man or created everything, we mean Father, Son and Holy Spirit. In a sentence said by Saint Cyril, one of the theologians, Saint Cyril said everything was made from the Father, by the Son, through the Holy Spirit. From the Father, the will of the Father, by the Son, bihi kana kulli shay, through the Holy Spirit. So there is always, you know, like unity or union in whatever they do, like creation. Also you can say even salvation, salvation from the Father, because the Father had sent His only begotten Son to redeem the, for redemption. By the Son, because the Son, He is the one who was incarnated and crossed, being crossed for our salvation. Through the Holy Spirit, because our salvation we can never enjoy without the Holy Spirit. So all gifts, we can use this sentence. Everything coming from the Father, by the Son, through the Holy Spirit. Also in Hasqiel chapter 11, the Spirit lifted me up and brought me in the vision by the Spirit of God into Chaldea, to them of the captivity, so the vision that I had seen went up from me. So again he is mentioning the power of the Spirit in lifting him up and revealing the secrets of God. Okay, let's put this clear. God who exists everywhere is my Father. God who exists here with me on earth and I can see Him is God the Son, my Savior. And God who exists here inside me, living in me, is God the Spirit. You understand? So, because many of you may think that the Trinity is just something theoretical, just group of ideas we should believe in. No, actually, while praying our Father who art in heaven, we are praying to the Father. So He is always there for us as Father. While pointing at our Lord Jesus Christ, He is our Savior. So we have very good and deep relation with Him. And the Holy Spirit is not far away. He is living inside us. He dwells in us. He is the one who is responsible for our salvation and sanctification. So, you know, the relation with the Holy Trinity, it's kind of living relation, not just a theoretical idea as many as believe. So no worry in talking about one, two or three. You know, some of you may read some of the verses of St. Paul. He sometimes mentioned God the Father and the Son and did not mention the Holy Spirit. Sometimes he's mentioning the Holy Spirit with the Father and not mentioning the Son. Sometimes mentioning the Son with the Holy Spirit without mentioning the God, Father God. We have no worry, no anxiety in this, because we are not counting them all the time. We are not in a way theoretically counting them. No, we can speak about any of them anytime alone. And they all in the New Testament, I'm still in the same, in the first way, you know, we are presenting the idea or the our belief in God, the Trinity, from the Bible. You know, this is mainly for us as servants, when we prove it from the Bible to anybody. But if we are speaking to atheists, to the logic persons, we need not to use the verses, you know. We need to use the verses while explaining our belief from our Bible. But this is not accepted by many who do not believe in our book. In the New Testament is what it is more clear, because you know in Luke chapter 3, يوم المعمودية المسيح يوم الغطاس, and the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form. This is very clear now. The Holy Spirit in a physical form like a dove upon him. Now this is the presentation of the Holy Spirit, and the voice came from heaven. The voice coming from heaven, from a far above, said, "You are my beloved son." This is the voice of the Father. And the beloved son are very clearly seen by everybody in you and in the water while being baptized. That's why we call Eid al-Ghitas the day of Epiphany or the day of Theophania, because it was very clear on this day God is the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, one divine nature, only one God. Also in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word, actually it's better to say it the Logos. You know, the Word may be misunderstood, because the Word, many may accept it as like words written on a book. But the Logos is a more accurate word, because it's not only a written word, no, it's the power of life, it's the wisdom of God, it's the life. So in the beginning was the Logos. The Logos was with God, and the Logos was God. And after a few sentences he will say the Logos became man. So the Logos is the Son of Man and the Son of God. Also in the Gospel of St. John written, when the Helper comes, he was talking about the Holy Spirit, whom I shall send to you from the Father. Listen to this. Who is talking? Our Lord Jesus Christ. And he is talking about the Holy Spirit. He is calling him the Helper. And the Helper, the Holy Spirit, is coming from the Holy Father. So in this verse, there is clearly the Trinity. When the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father. So the Holy Spirit was sent by the Son from the Father. You got it? Okay. The Spirit of Truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. Again, the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit, proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. Me is the Lord, Jesus Christ. Clearly also, with the end of the Gospel of Matthew, it's clearly said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." And now it is the right of the church, right, yani taqs, or order of the church, that we, when we are immersing any child in the water, we are saying, "Ammidak ya fulan bismil ab." وانفخ فيه بسم والابن وانفخ فيه والروح القدس إله واحد أمين. So according to the teaching of our Lord in Saint Matthew, we should baptize anybody in the name of name, not names. Look to this, because they are still one. Name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Also in John 16, he will glorify me. He is talking about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, actually we do not use it with the Holy Spirit or she. We usually use he, the Holy Spirit, because some may use it or she for the Holy Spirit. Actually, no. We should use he. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. So the Holy Spirit, because he is the Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ, he is declaring everything and whatever in the mind of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm just showing you many verses in the books of the New Testament to show the truth of Trinity. I have glorified you on the earth. Now who is talking? Our Lord Jesus Christ is praying to the Father. I have glorified you. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. Also, and now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself. By the way, Arius, he was the one who said that the Lord Jesus Christ is not as equal as God the Father. He is, you know, God, but, little God, or less in glory and less in whatever. And one of the verses he used to prove his idea, this one, that the second one, 17:5, O Father, glorify me. He used this verse to prove his belief that Lord Jesus Christ is in need of glorification by the Lord God, God the Father. You understand? And the first verse here, this is the one used by Athanasius to, you know, reply him, to respond to him. That he told him, why don't you go back one verse only to see that as the Father is giving the glory to the Son, also the Son is giving the glory to the Father. So they are equal in everything. You got it? In verse 5, Father, glorify me. So the Son is taking glorification from the Father. How about the verse 4? I glorified you. So the Father is getting the glorification from the Son. So simply Athanasius was responding back that look carefully to the verse before it, that the glorification is a matter of love between the Father and the Son. They are equal in everything, equal in all divine characters, so they are equal in the glory and sharing the same glory with the Holy Spirit. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that He will take of mine and declare it to you. Look to this. He is speaking about the power of the Trinity. All things that the Father has are mine. This is the Lord Jesus Christ. And also all the things that the Father has and the Son had, the Holy Spirit also has. That's why he's saying, therefore I said that he now is the Holy Spirit, will take of mine and declare it to you. So the Holy Spirit will take whatever from the Son, that's exactly from the Father, to declare to the humanity. I'm trying to prove that the truth of Trinity was well revealed in the New Testament, although it's kind of secrets of God. You can consider the divine nature like secrets of God. So if you understand some of it, fine. But if you cannot understand everything, this is perfect. Because you are human and He is divine. And you can never understand everything. But our Lord Jesus Christ is declaring His relation to the Father and the Holy Spirit. He is proving that He is one with the Father and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is His Spirit. So the Holy Spirit dwells in us, now is giving whatever from His mind, from the heart of our Lord to us. He is giving His gifts to us. Another verse in the Ephesians, through him he was speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Through him we both according to pagans and Jews. You know, the people were differentiated into Jews and non-Jews or pagans. We both have access by one Spirit to the Father. So in this verse also clearly the Lord Jesus Christ and the Spirit and the Father. Through the Son, by the Spirit, back to the Father. Human beings will go back to the Father by the work of the Son and the Holy Spirit. By the salvation made by the Son and given by the Spirit. You got what I mean? The salvation, the redemption, our Lord Jesus Christ made on the cross. And through His dying on the cross and resurrection, He gave human beings salvation. This kind of giving salvation, we are taking this salvation by the Spirit, through baptism, through communion, through repentance. So the gift given from the Father, made by the Son, we are holding through the Spirit. This is the sentence or the verse. So through Him, our Lord Jesus Christ, we both, whoever, have access by one Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to the Father. Another verse about the Holy Spirit, who also has sealed us. You know, we are saying the Myron Sacrament, if you remember the second course of evangelism, we gave you some lecture about the sacraments. So we call the sacrament of Myron, the sacrament of anointment, we call it the sealing, al-khitm. So this is, you know, the word given by St. Paul in his letter of Corinthians, has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our heart as a guarantee. So by this kind of sealing, we have the guarantee that we are men of God. We are sons of God with this kind of sealing. Okay, let's go to the relational way. The second way of expressing the truth of Trinity is by relational. What I mean by relational, that what is my relation to God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit? Because we are not preaching theoretical ideas. No, our beliefs are living beliefs. We should live our beliefs as Christians. So the relational way is an easier way and is, you know, more important way for those who are not yet believing in the Bible. So first of all, we have to understand the relations between the persons of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. There are kind of relations. We call the Father, Al-Ab, it the origin and the source, from whom come the Son and the Holy Spirit. And you know, we are using specific terms related to the coming out of the Son and coming out of the Spirit. معلش اقولها بالعربي عشان تفهموها. احنا بنستخدم كلمة مولود من الاب ومنبثق من الاب. Don't ask me what is the difference between the two terms. It's just the meaning of coming out. But you know, just to specify the relation, we use this kind of begotten related to the Son and emerging or proceed from related to the Spirit. But it's the same. Like saying the warmth or the hot comes from the Sun and the light comes out of the Sun. Okay, you can say in Arabic, النور طالع من الشمس والحرارة منبعثة من الشمس. طالع ومنبعث, you know, look like the same, يعني مش هتفرق, طالعين يعني. المهم انه في origin وفي حاجة طالع. This is the idea of the relations between the Son and the Father and the Holy Spirit and the Father. So the only begotten Son, that means that the relation between the Father God and our Lord Jesus Christ is the idea of the Son is the begotten, the only begotten Son is begotten from the Father, and the Spirit emerges from the Father, or sometimes we call proceed. You understand the meaning? يعني لما نقولها ازاي يا جماعة, فكرة انه قديس يوحنا الدمشقي يقولها ساعات بطريقة جميلة, يقول ايه, الاب والد غير مولود ولا منبثق. الابن مولود غير والد ولا منبثق. الروح القدس منبثق غير والد ولا مولود. فهنا التعبيرات دي عشان نفهم الريليشنز, انه the specific character of the Father, he is the one, the origin, he is the source, because the divine nature has only one source. Out of him the Son, out of him the Spirit. But you can never think of any time between the Father and the Son. You understand this? There is no gap in time. Both of them are before time, and both of them are eternal. يعني ساعة ما كان في الأب كان في الابن, يعني ما نقدرش نفصلهم. ساعة ما قلت شمس كان في نور, وإلا ما تبقى الشمس, إنما النور طالع من الشمس. فهمت الفكرة؟ ساعة ما كان في شمس كان في حرارة, إنما الحرارة طالعة من الشمس. Okay, that's why you can understand many of the verses said by our Lord Jesus Christ concerning His relation to the Father and the Holy Spirit. Also, there is kind of love in the divine nature. When we listen to this, when we say God is love, what was there before man, before creation? What is love? What love means when there is only one God? We have the mean. يعني حب إذا ما كانش في غير واحد بس. So when we say God is love and love is eternal, there is some sort of love inside the divine nature between the Father and the Son by the Spirit. You understand? So this is the theology of love. Love is eternal because love is not created with man. No, love before man. الأب يحب الابن قبل ما يكون في بني أدمين. خذين بالكم؟ إذن الحب ده أزلي أبدي. So simply when you say God is love, you are talking about Trinity. When you understand God is love, there should be some partners to love, some members to love. So these members are the persons of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And through this love, man was created to enjoy the love of Trinity. I hope you understand. معلش يا صعب شو النهار. The Father loved the Son through the Holy Spirit. And it's written in John chapter 3, the Father loved the Son and has given all things into His hand. Also everything the Son did, the Father did in the Holy Spirit. Okay, let's proceed to something we call the divine characteristics of the persons of the Trinity. When we are saying the Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God, we are not preaching three different gods. They are one God. We mean by one God, one divine nature, one nature of Godness. They are sharing the same characters of being God. You understand? So the three are everlasting. The three are limitless. The three are perfect, powerful, almighty. The three have all the wisdom. The three are eternal. The three are holy. You understand? So when you are saying holy, 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 Saint Athanasius was saying that we are saying holy to the Father, holy to the Son, holy to the Spirit. You understand? That's why we used to say holy three times. We are giving the holiness to each person of the Trinity. So they are sharing all the characteristics of the divine nature. Let's put it this way. We are human beings. We are men. Okay? When I come saying, any human being of you, stand up. You should all stand up. Right? But when I say, those who are wearing glasses, stand up. I'm specifying some characters in your personnel. But when I'm saying, those who are sleeping, stand up. You should all stand up. Because the human nature are sleeping. Not now, but usually. Okay? Those who are eating, stand up. As human being, you are eating. So you should stand up. So there are some characteristics of the nature, common characters of the nature. We are all men, eating, speaking, seeing, touching, sleeping, you understand? So this is commonish. But some are tall, some are short, some are male, some are female. This is characters of the person. So we have to understand the difference between the nature and the person. When we are saying the nature of the Father, it's the same the nature of the Son and the Holy Spirit. One nature. But the Father is different in the person from the Son. I cannot say that the Father God died on the cross. Do you accept this? الاب مات على الصليب؟ نو، مفيش حاجه اسمها كده. الابن هو اللي مات على الصليب. But because the son is not separated from the father and they have the same nature, so the whole work of salvation are always, you know, shared by the three. You know the sentence in John chapter 3, هكذا أحب الله الآب العالم حتى بذل ابن الوحيد. So this act of the cross was made by the Father by giving his son on the cross, and you are taking all the blessings of the cross through the Holy Spirit. But actually the son only, he is the one who had been on the cross. You understand? So when we are speaking about the nature, we are not pointing at the person. So the divine characteristics of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit are the one, are the same. Okay? How about the relations with us? Okay, we had some points about the relations, interrelation between the persons of the Trinity. How about the Trinity and us? What is my relation to the Father? Do I have any relation to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit? This is very important. You know, this is the sentence used by Saint Cyril: everything is from the Father, through the Son, in or by the Holy Spirit. The Father created man through his only begotten Son, in the Holy Spirit or by the Holy Spirit. So you can use by or through or, you know, the same. First of all, listen to this. And this is love. What is love? This is love. Not that we love God. We are not the origin of love. We are not the start of the story of love. We are not the ones who make love true. No. But He loved us, the Father, and sent His Son to be the propitiation of our sins, kafara. So now, I love the Father because He sent His Son to me. I love the Father because He gave me His, what we call, a tabanni, adoption. He made me His Son. He chose me to be His Son. So I love the Father, although I cannot see the Father and I will not see Him. But I love Him because He is the Father. He is the one I'm praying to you, to Him daily. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And with the end of Abban al-Lazi, I'm saying in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm talking to the Father. Also written in John 3, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. By the way, it's important to know or how to use some verbs related to the Trinity. The only begotten Son is born out of the Father before all ages, but born from Our Lady Saint Mary in the ages. You understand this? When I'm saying that the Lord Jesus Christ was born from the Father or out of the Father, I'm speaking about His nature. He is there out of His Father before ages. But if I'm speaking about His birth from Saint Mary, I'm speaking about 2000 years ago. I'm pointing at a time. Because our Lord Jesus Christ had a divine nature with no beginning and has a human nature with a beginning. You understand the meaning? Being man, He should have a beginning. Being God had no beginning. You understand? That's why we are saying that our Lord Jesus Christ has two births. He was born of the Father, like the light out of the Son, before ages. But He was born from human being, Our Lady, Saint Mary, 2000 years ago. Okay? Exactly the same applies to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit emerged from the Father before all ages. منبثق دي ملهاش معاد. Like the heat comes out of the sun before timing. But the Holy Spirit was given to the New Testament, to the church, in the day of the Pentecost. This is, you know, the revelation of the Holy Spirit out loud to the congregate, to the human nature. So the day of Pentecost, we received the Holy Spirit. But He was there. The Holy Spirit proceeded or emerged from the Father. You understand the الفرق بين أرسل وانبثق أو ولد. المسيح مولود من الآب قبل الظهور. جه الدنيا في معاد. الروح القدس منبثق من الآب ده من الأول خالص. أرسل للعالم يوم 50 في معاد. بدل في تعامل مع العالم دخلنا في زمن. ما فيش تعامل مع العالم من الأول يبقى موجود من الأول. واضحة؟ معلش احنا بنشرح حاجات لاهوتية بس انتوا شاطرين. So again, the relations with the Holy Trinity, I'm speaking to God the Father daily فأبانا الذي. I'm enjoying His fatherhood. This is important. I'm covered with the parenthood of the Father God, my Father in heaven. يبقى في علاقة بالأب ولا لا؟ طبعا في علاقة. بحب الأب قوي مع اني مش متخيله لانه ما ينفعش نتخيله ومش هشوفه. لكن هو بيحبني قوي وابويا مسؤول عني. المسيح له المجد خلاني ابنه. فالاب ابويا. So there is a relation. ماذا عن الابن؟ الابن حياتي. ليه؟ لانه I'm created on this image, on the image of the Son. I was created to be like Him. He is the real image of human, the perfect man. And He is my Savior. So I love Him so much because He saved me and He is my model, role model. He is my perfect image. He is the one who is always there for me. So I'm speaking to Him all the time. Ya Rabbi Yesu al-Masih arhamni. So I'm speaking to the Father, Aban al-Lazi. I'm speaking to the Son, Ya Rabbi Yesu al-Masih. Also, I'm speaking to the Holy Spirit. I'm speaking with the one who is inside me. You understand? So while praying to the Holy Spirit, I'm looking inward because the Holy Spirit is living inside me. By saying, you know, مثلا أيها الملك السماوي المعزي روح الحق Heavenly King, the Spirit of Truth, هلوم تفضل حل فينا طهرنا. Do I need to count the times I'm praying to the Father or the Son or the Holy Spirit? No, take it easily. They are the same. Whatever the way you like, just pray. When you pray to the Son, you are praying to the Trinity. When you're praying to the Holy Spirit, you are praying to the Trinity. When you are praying to the Father, you are praying to the Trinity. You understand the meaning? So, ما تاخدوهاش بشكل حرفي. دلوقتي هنكلم الاب ولا هنكلم الابن وندخل في متاهة. ما هما مش منفصلين. واخدين بالكم؟ مش منفصلين. كل ما للاب فهو لي. فلما بتقول ابانا الذي انت برضو بتقول بالمسيح يسوع في الاخر. وبتقولها وبالروح القدس فيك. فالموضوع ما يلخبطكش. I'm just best trying to analyze the dogmas we believe in. We see the Father in Christ with the Holy Spirit. Look to this. When Saint Philip asked our Lord Jesus Christ, أرنا الأب وكفانا, why don't you show us the Father? The answer was, I am here for you. أنا معكم كل الأيام ولم تعرفني. من رآني قد رأى الأب. Who saw me had seen the Father. فأنت مش محتاج تشوف. So we are seeing the Father in the Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. لما بنقول our Father who art in heaven بنختمها ايه؟ Through Jesus Christ our Lord for thine the kingdom, the power, the glory. And also in the Mass we are saying نسجد لك أيها المسيح مع أبيك الصالح والروح القدس والميزان. So we're starting with the worshipping of the Lord Jesus Christ, but mentioning the Father and the Holy Spirit. So in our ritual, in our order of the church, we are trying to put in heart the worshipping of the Trinity. من غير كده ما الواحد يحس ولا يقلق. We can say the Son had redeemed us on the cross. The Holy Spirit saved us through redemption, and He strengthened us, sanctified us, and all this is the gift from the Father by His will. The third way of introducing or showing the belief in Trinity is by examples. You know, when you speak about God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you should remind yourself, and maybe you should remind whoever you are talking to, that we are talking about God, so we can never put God in our minds. He can never be fully understood. Fully, this is not right with the relation of God. He is above our understanding. But He revealed Himself, so we are trying to get what He revealed. Many examples may help, like the story of the sun, the ray, or the light, and the heat. You know, we are talking about one being, the sun, but we can specify or personify the sun as, you know, the fire inside, and the heat comes out of it, and the light comes out of it. And usually when we speak about the light, we are saying the sun. And usually when we are speaking about the heat, we are saying also the sun. لما بتقول مثلا الدنيا حر تعبت تقول الشمس سخنة. لما تقول النور دخل ما بتقولش النور بتقول الشمس دخلت الأوضة. When you say الشمس دخلت الأوضة, you are not meaning the star of the sun دخل الأوضة. We mean the light. Also, you know, you can say the human being, me as a man, I can recognize in myself the spirit, the power of life, and the mind, the powers of thinking and managing everything, and the will, the acts, and I can identify the three, but I'm still one person or one being. You know, look to this diagram to show simply some idea concerning the nature and the person. If you make this triangle of gold, okay? The nature of this triangle is gold, but the apex up there is the Father and the Spirit and the Son. But you know, the nature of any single dot or angle in this triangle is still gold. You understand the idea? I want to just put you in the idea of the nature and the person. When we are speaking about the nature, they are only one nature, the same nature. جوهر واحد, طبيعة واحدة, لكن مش أقنوم واحد. لا, ثلاث أقانيم, لكن في الطبيعة واحد, في الجوهر واحد. You understand? فنقدر نقول the Father is not the Son, yes, in person, but the Father is exactly the Son in nature. فهمت الفرق؟ The Father is not the Spirit, yes, in person, but the Father had the same nature as the Spirit, yes, concerning the nature. Okay? Glory to God, Amen. حد عنده سؤال أو تعليق؟ Yes. عربي أو إنجليش؟ Wait a minute. God was there before ages, and when He was speaking, the Logos, He is the word spoken. I mean, the word of God in the Old Testament is the Logos. Okay? When He created everything, He created by the Logos. بِهِ كَانَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. And by the Spirit. You understand? So, you can never say that the Logos had no function before the New Testament. No. He was there. The Spirit, always there, because this is the Spirit of life. This is the Spirit of God. God would never be there if there is no Spirit. He is not real God. And God is alive since the beginning. You understand? فبدل ربنا عايش يبقى في حياة من الأول، يبقى في روح من الأول، وفي عقل من الأول. خد بالك الـ presentations دي بقى أو الـ revealing ده بيجي في مراحل مختلفة. تفضل يا باشمهندس. الشخص بس تلاحظ في الانجليش بيحطوا مطرح اقنوم person، كلمة اقنوم بتترجم في الانجليش person، لانه ال person is very much different from others. واخد بالك؟ يعني لما بنقول person معناه انك انت مستقل قوي بحياتك. لما بنقول بني ادم بقينا كلنا زي بعض، لكن شخص، شخص دي معناها مشخص، يعني he is the only one having this character. خد بالك؟ فالبيرسونيفيكيشن دي هي اللي بتدي ايه الأقنومية يعني. فعشان كده لقوا ان دي افضل تعبير عن كلمة أقنوم. يا ناس اوكي، زي ما بنقول الحرارة منبعثة والنور طالعة، واخدين بالكم؟ فهي بتناسب الشخص، لكن هي theologically يعني مش فارقة كتير، واخدين بالكم؟ هي دي المقصود بيها، بس انه ده اتفاق على التعبير بس. لا معلش، السيباريشن ده شكله ايه؟ دي نقطة مهمة قوي. امير بيقول على الصليب حصل سيباريشن. لا، لو حصل سيباريشن الفداء ما يكملش. ليه؟ يبقى اللي مات على الصليب بني ادم عادي. اللي مات على الصليب لازم يبقى ربنا عشان الفداء يتم. لاهوته لم يفارق ناسوته لحظة ولا طرفة عين. اللي بيموت على الصليب هو ربنا المتجسد، بيموت بجسده. فلأنه إنسان له مشاعر وفي ذل وفي وجع شديد جدا، بيعبر بلسان أي إنسان سيبني ليه؟ إلهي إلهي لماذا تركتني؟ لكن ده لا يعني أبدا أنه اللاهوتية اللي فيه راحت. واخد بالك؟ بدليل أنه نزل منه دم ومية، وبدليل أنه لم يرى فسادا، وبدليل أنه قام لوحده. حتى لو شايل خطية العالم على جسده لاهوته ما فرقوش. فهم الفكرة؟ اللاهوت ما فارقش المسيح أبدا. وانس حصل التجسد مش هيفرقوا إلى الأبد خلاص. تعبير أثناسيوس ده يقول لك ده زواج أبدي بين الطبيعة الإلهية والطبيعة البشرية. المسيح خد طبيعتنا البشرية عملها طبيعة خاصة بيه خلاص. عشان كده المسيح مش هيخلعنا تاني، يعني فيش خلع عندنا. المسيح لزق فينا مش هيفكنا. فلما نروح السماء هنشوفه بجسد الممجد بالطبيعة البشرية الممجدة اللي فيه زي التجلي. واخد بالك؟ فهنا حكاية التجسد دي مش ملهاش نهاية خلاص، يعني تبدأ ولا تنتهي. أيوة مراد، المسيح له المجد، المسيح وحده حسب إيماننا الأرثوذكسي احنا هنشوف المسيح له المجد، ومحدش فينا هيسأل السؤال بتاع أمال فين الأب؟ السؤال ده نظري فلسفي، لأن مش هيتعبنا السؤال ده. السؤال ده وإحنا على الأرض، لأن بنفكر بطريقة بدائية على قدنا، أرنا الأب وكفانا. فاهمين إزاي؟ إنما وان شايفين المسيح في مجده، شايفين الأب فيه، فما عندناش القلق ده، وشايفينه بالروح القدس. ما حدش فينا هيقول فين الروح القدس؟ ما إحنا عايشين كلنا بالروح القدس. فهي برضو الحكاية فوق العقل، لكن كل ما نراه وسنراه هو المسيح له المجد. هو حكاية ان احنا نبقى عندنا relation مع each person of the trinity، it comes by itself من غير ما تفكري. يعني لما بتكلمي ربنا يسوع وبتحبيه قوي، اللي بيحركك الروح القدس اللي فيك. لما بتقولي أبانا الذي حس أبوك، مفرحك وشايلك على أديه، الأبوة دي كلها ما أنت بتقوليها بالمسيح، ما كنتيش هتبقي بنته أبدا من غير ما المسيح يعمل كده. فالموضوع موصل لبعضه من غير ما تحس. عشان كده يقول الروح القدس يشفع فينا بأنات لا ينطق به، نحن لا نعلم ماذا نقول. يعني الواحد في الصلاة مش هيعرف يفلسفها أو ينظرها، إنما هي طلعة تلقائي. اللي بيقول يا رب خلاص ربنا وصل له، يا رب زي ما تكون يعني. ده سؤال مهم. امتى نتكلم عن الثالوث؟ انا رأيي ما نتكلمش عن الثالوث، لانه لما بنقول ثلاثة واحد الناس كلها بتتلخبط. انا رأيي نتكلم زي ما اتكلم انجيل يوحنا. يعني ايه؟ انا فوجئت ان ناس كتير قوي لما بتقرا الاناجيل ما بتدخلش في متاهة ازاي ثلاثة واحد، بيقبلوها عادي زي ما المسيح قايلها كده. فبتر تو بريزنت ذا ستوري از از، في ربنا واحد خلقنا، ربنا ده له روح وربنا له عقل، العقل ده عشان يخاطبنا تجسد، فالمسيح كلمة الله. كلمة الله يعني ايه؟ عقل الله المدبر، خد شكلنا البشري عشان نعرفه، عشان نفهمه، وعشان يهدينا ويخلصنا. انا لما بتكلم على المسيح كبيرفكت جاد وبيرفكت مان، يعني تحصيل حاصل اتكلمت عن الثالوث. شوف انا هركز على المسيح بس في العرض، انما مين هو المسيح؟ هوصل انه ايه؟ حكمة الاب او عقل الاب، وان روحه اللي هتسكن فيه هي دي الروح القدس. فمن غير ما اقعد اتكلم في الثالوث هي بتوصل لوحدها. انما انا بناقشكم عشان تبقوا عندكم بس ايه الباك جراوند، لكن احنا we need not to stress on the triune on the three. Number three الموضوع بيبقى ايه؟ statistics وثيوريتيكال، ويدخلنا في متاهات. احنا ببساطة بنقدم المسيح، واخدين بالكم؟ اللي منهم هيسأل طب يعني المسيح كان على الارض، امال ربنا فين؟ وندخل في الحتة دي، نمشي معاه حتة حتة لطبيعة الله. اتفضل يا حبيبي. جسد الممجد في السماء، في السماء. بص حبيبي، سؤال حلو. المسيح له المجد لما دخل القبر وقام، انسانيته فين؟ انسانيته هي مستقبلنا الابدي، عقبال عندكم كلكم لما تموتوا وتقوموا بعد كده هتبقوا ايه شكلكم في الاخر؟ هتبقوا بني ادمين، هتبقوا بني ادمين، بس جسد نوراني ممجد، ما بيموتش، ما بيمرضش، ما بيغلطش، ما بيعياش، ما بيتعبش. واخدين بالكم؟ في روح طبعا وفي فيزيكال، بس طريقة معجزية عجيبة ما نتخيلهاش. هو ده اللي فيه المسيح دلوقتي. He started it already. واخد بالك؟ فالمسيح قام بجسده الممجد، عشان كده بنسميه الباكورة، باكورة الراقدين. اللي احنا على امل نبقى كلنا شبهه بعد ما نموت ونقوم. فالانسانية مستمرة في المسيح طبعا. شوف التعبير بتاع بولس يقول اقامنا معه واجلسنا معه في السماويات. فأيامة المسيح خلاص خلتنا كلنا بصين على مستقبلنا الأبدي. تفضل يا شيرين. يس. أحيانا يبقى مدخل، زي مثلا إيه في الفرعونية كان عندهم اعتقاد ثالوثي، فبعض الفراعنة القدام قبلوا بسهولة المسيحية لأنها كانت شوية عندهم باك جراوند بحتة أوزوريس وإيزيس وحورس وكده. إنما we have to put clearly the difference between any trinity in any culture or religion and our holy trinity، عشان في فرق. واخد بالك؟ يعني فكرة وجود الترينيتي موجودة بس هي مختلفة. فعشان كده لو حطينا نوع من المقارنة بس هنقول بس، واخد بالك؟ ونسترس على وان نيتشر والبيرسونز لو هندخل في الحتة دي. لكن أنا بقول لكم في التبشير العادي الموضوع مش محتاج نفضل نتكلم عن الثالوث، لأنه مش هو ده المشكلة قوي. إلا لو اتسألت بتبسط، بتقول بقى الشمس، وبتقول الإنسان، وبتستخدم آية، وبعدين بتقول الريليشن، تقدر تدخل في الكلام اللي قلناه. لكن وانس انك قدمت المسيح له المجد، خلي بالكم ان الروح القدس بيشرح حاجات احنا ما بنشرحها اصلا. لا يستطيع احد ان يقول ان يسوع رب الا بالروح القدس. يعني ايه؟ في امور تبقى انت عايل همها تفاجئ انها عدت سهلة جدا. ده ليه؟ لان ربنا شغال معانا في الشغلة دي. الموضوع مش بالعقل احنا هنقنع الناس، لا، ده حاجات احنا نفسنا مش جايبين اخرها، ما حدش فينا جايب اخرها. فلازم الدور ده يعمله ربنا، لانه مش هنقدر احنا نغير دماغ الناس يدخلوا في اسرار الله اذا كنا احنا مش جايبين اخر. أشكركم على طولة بالكم. Concerning the homework of this week, we are trying to be يعني simple. Point out the Christian Orthodox beliefs or dogmas mentioned in these two passages. Point out the Christian Orthodox beliefs or dogmas mentioned in the first letter of St. Peter, chapter 1, from 1 to 12, and the Ephesians, Risalat Ephesus, chapter 1, from 3 to 14, and give some details on each of them. Like if he mentioned the Trinity, just say this is one of our dogmas and this is mentioned in this verse and it's quite clear that we believe in God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. If he mentioned the redemption, al-fida, just mention where is the verse pointing at redemption and how he presented this idea or belief in redemption. If he mentioned the eternal life, this is part of our belief, so how he mentioned this eternal life, in what words he mentioned this, okay? So you are pointing at the beliefs, because you know sometimes we read the Bible but we do not think it in the dogmatic way, we do not analyze the passage in the beliefs, in our beliefs, we just read it as usual. But if we read carefully, we can pick up the Orthodox beliefs clearly. So these are two samples of passages. We can get out the beliefs out of them. 10 دقائق هنعرض عليكم questionnaire مهم.
It's the results of the questionnaire of the last week. And please, whoever who didn't submit the questionnaire, please get it at the reception. The results are, here are the answer sheets you got, and you wrote down the totals. If you remember, we have O and G, and D and I. We have two columns, we'll divide them to two columns, and you will, after your calculations, you will see which is the highest grade. So either you have an O or a G. Just circle the highest number. And then just circle the highest number of the D and the I. So at the end you will have two letters. So either you are O D or O I, G D or G I. So this makes that we have four alternatives or four personalities. So If you got G and D, then you are director and controller. If you are O and D, you are promoter and socializer. You're more of expressive. If you are O and I, you are supporter and relator. You're somebody who is affiliator. And if you have G and I, you have a thinker and analytical characteristics. This questionnaire is to say that we all complete each other. Nobody is perfect by himself. And we all have the four characteristics in our personalities, but everyone has it with different levels. So if you are a director and controller, you're a commander, you value getting the jobs done, you're intolerant of time wasters, you're decisive and risk taker. You're good at delegating work to others and not shy but private about personal matters. You like the action, to be where the action is. And you take charge, challenging and competitive and efficient. You're fearless. No obstacle is too big to tackle and results oriented. If you're a promoter or socializer, as we said, you're more of an expressive character. You're an entertainer, participative and passionate. Actually, in any class or in any audience, usually the promoter and socializers are the first one to answer the questions. The rest are the silent majority. you value enjoyment and helping others with the same. You're full of ideas and impulsive. You want work to be fun with everyone. You're talkative and open about yourself. You ask others' opinion and loves to brainstorm all the time. You're flexible, easily bored with routine. Intuitive, creative, spontaneous, and flamboyant, which is that you like to be at the center of the event. You like to be always bright. Optimistic, nothing is beyond hope, and you're celebration-oriented. The supporter and relator is a harmonizer. He likes everything to be in harmony. He values acceptance and stability in circumstances. He is slow with big decisions and dislikes change, builds networks of friends to help to work. He's a good listener, shy and nervous about voicing contrary opinions because he hates change. Concerned of others' feelings, easygoing and likes slow and steady pace. He's friendly and assertive, no person is unlovable, and he's relationship-oriented. And the thinker and analyzer, he's an assessor. He has an analytical character. He's a perfectionist. He values accuracy in details and being right. Plans thoroughly before deciding to act. Prefers to work alone. He's introverted, quick to think and slow to speak. Close about personal matters. Highly organized. Even plans the spontaneity. He's cautious, logical, and avoids waste, thoughtful, no problem is too big to ponder, and he's idea-oriented. If you notice, there is no negative characters in what you saw. Those are all positive characteristics. We just want to say that we are all the same. We are all the same in the body of Christ. Everybody has a certain function to do. Thank you.
By the way, this kind of analysis is very essential for you and for us. For you to know exactly who are you and what exactly you can do in your mission. Because you know the different characters and different personalities can do a lot when they, you know, they put in the right place. And also there are many negatives with whatever sort of personality. So when you know the negative points of your personality, you can work on it. So you can add to yourself a lot when you know exactly what's your character. I think most of you had done the application form in which you put the number down, G-O, whatever. كل ما عملش الورقة دي مهمة قوي عشان احنا بنعمل لكم نوع من الاسسمنت كده فيهمنا نفهمكم يعني زي ما انتوا تفهموا نفسكم يهمنا احنا كمان نفهمكم كويس. Now we need Mr. Adil. He will present some experience about the mission went to Ghana.
المجموعة اللي طلعت غانا كانت الرحلة دي من يوم 1/9 الى يوم 16/9. المجموعة دي كانت مكونة من الباشمهندس عادل حليم، المدام هالة، ومدام رضا، والعبد لله. احنا في غانا زرنا مناطق غانا متقسمة لأربع مناطق. منطقة من جهة الشرق، اولا الكنيسة بتاعتنا هناك موجودة على محور رئيسي في منطقة بيسموها أشيماتو، ودي منطقة زي الدائري عندنا في مصر، موجودة على المحور الدائري اللي هناك. في منطقتين مهمين بالمنطقة دي بتربطهم، في منطقة الشرق منطقة اسمها تيما، ومن ناحية الغرب في منطقة اسمها أناسما. ودول منطقتين المنطقتين دول الخدمة فيهم ممكن تعمل ثمار جيدة قوي. احنا بنشوف هنا دلوقتي قدامنا دي بعض مدارس الأحد، الولاد اللي كانوا بيتجمعوا في الكنيسة يوم الأحد بعد الظهر، بس احنا في الفترة كنا موجودين فيها قدرنا نعمل لهم انها تبقى كل يوم مدارس أحد بعد الظهر، فكانوا بيجوا الأولاد كل يوم، بنعمل لهم طبعا أفلام فيديو، بنقدم لهم وجبات بسكوت وشوكولاتة وحاجات زي كده، بنقرأ معهم الإنجيل، بنعرض أفلام من الكتاب المقدس، كان عهد قديم وعهد جديد. أبونا أرسانيوس اللي هو كان موجود معنا في الفيلم دلوقتي، اللي هو الكاهن بتاع الكنيسة في أكرا هناك، وده كان بيعلم الأولاد إبتي ترانيم إبتية وبعض الحاجات الإبتية في الكنيسة. هنا ده القداس يوم الأحد، ودرس الكتاب اللي كان بيتعمل بعد القداس. المجموعة دي كانت بتحضر كل يوم أحد بعد ما بخلص القداس، بنعمل لهم درس كتاب. كان بيساعدنا فيه هناك بعض المصريين الموجودين، أقرأ فيها مجموعة من المصريين مش قليلة، كانوا في فترة من الفترات كانوا يوصلوا يمكن حوالي 60-70 واحد، إنما في الوقت الحالي حوالي يمكن 25 واحد. ده مبنى الكنيسة. طبعا احنا زرنا أربع مناطق في الشرق والغرب، دي مناطق جيدة ممكن الخدمة تبقى مثمرة فيها، لأن هناك الناس مسيحيين بس محتاجين ان الكلمة توصل لهم، محتاجين يعرفوا الكنيسة بتاعتنا بتقول ايه، لان الكنيسة بتاعتنا الكنيسة الأرثوذكسية هناك ضعيفة جدا، من اضعف الكنائس الموجودة في اكوا. في كنائس كتيرة، البروتستانت والكاثوليك وحاجات كتيرة من الكنائس الموجودة زي ما بتشوفوا في افريقيا كلها، بس بعاد عن كلمة ربنا، او كلمة ربنا ما بتوصل لهمش بسهولة، وهم محتاجين يسمعوها. طبعا احنا كنا بنقترح ان الكنيسة عشان نقدر نلف نجمع اكبر عدد من الناس، كنا بنشتغل في المنطقة اللي موجودة حوالين الكنيسة. طلعنا في منطقة اسمها اكرا هيل، دي برا اكرا بحوالي، كنا بحوالي 4 ساعات بالعربية في الجبل فوق. اتجمعوا معنا دول مجموعة من مدارس الاحد الاولاد الصغيرين، دي بعض المناطق الموجودة هناك. انما اهم حاجة ان احنا لاحظناها موجودة هناك في منطقة أكوا هيل أو في منطقة الشرق أو الغرب، إن في مجموعات كبيرة، لو في مثلا مجموعة من عندنا قدرت توصل مثلا 3-4 ويقيموا في هذه الأماكن، هيقدروا يعملوا ثمار كويسة، لأن الناس محتاجة تسمع وقاعدة بتستوعب وبيناقشونا. وكان في مناقشات جيدة، ويعني كانت مثمرة جدا إلى حد كبير معهم. دول هنا دي مجموعة من الأولاد في منطقة الأكوما، دي برضو في الجبل فوق في منطقة اللي احنا بنسميها تما، في منطقة تما. دول اطفال برضو كانوا موجودين مدارس الاحد الموجودة هناك. الخدمة في اكوا بتتلخص انها عايزة ناس تقعد فترة متقلش عن 2 شهر او كده، عشان تقدر تجيب ثمار جيدة. الناس هناك في حاجة انهم يسمعوا، محتاجين يسمعوا، ومتعطشين لسماع كلمة ربنا هناك. كويسين قوي، حلوين، مسيحيين، رغم ان في التيار الاخر ابتدى يظهر في المنطقة بشدة، رغم ان المناطق دي كلها كانت مسيحية في الاول خالص، على اختلاف انواع الكاثوليك والبروتستانت والمذاهب المسيحية المختلفة. ربنا يعوض تعب.
شكرا يا باشمهندس عادل.